One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, it's time for the Family Altar Program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away. For he takes the glove.
And now for a continuation of yesterday's message, here is Brother Roloff.
For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
You know, my mother, she'd always step in and take up for me. She always would. When God called me to preach, got me straight with him, she forgot every bad thing I ever did. She thought I was the nearest to perfect of any boy she could have ever had. Oh, listen, 12 long years, she lay on her bed of affliction and listened to me preach. I took her recorder way many years ago and all of my tapes, and she'd lay there paralyzed on one side and said, turn Lester on and let him preach to me. Oh, the hours that she spent. Neighbors would come in and she'd say, and oh, they respected. She was the midwife for 5 miles and almost in diameter. I mean, any time a baby was ever born, my mama had to go. I mean, my daddy'd get on a little gray mule, midnight, daylight. I mean, any other time, rainy, they said, Sadie, come on. Myrtle's fixing to have another one. She already had six. And ain't nobody ever got born. I dread to hear that old phone ring, four rings on 187, because I knew Mama wouldn't fix breakfast and Dad couldn't boil water without scorching it. Brother, we had a famine when Mama left. There's just no way for us to be normal when Mama's gone. And she'd always go, and she'd stay until the baby was fine and Mother was fine, and she'd come home. Oh, what a reunion we had. I could stand my daddy, because he never did be gone. The fact is, I had a little more liberty if he'd leave. He left maybe 3 times, 4 times in my life. Boy, I enjoyed that. I mean, we just seemed like a little freer around there, you know, to run the old farm. But my mother, she had a memory that forgot the sins of her boys as we grew older. She didn't say, hey, Lester, you may be a preacher now, but you sure were mean back there. Never did. Listen, she'd sit out there in the audience and her face would glow. Yes, I'd stand there. I might stumble, words might come out sideways or backwards, and I'd go home. She said, Lester, that sure was a good sermon today. I mean, she was blind to every fault that I ever had. I'm glad God knows how to forget. I'm glad that when I confess, he said, there's another load for the sea. Pew! I like to hear it splash, don't you? What sins are you talking about, he said. Don't you know I've forgotten all about those? Oh, come on. Some of you little old outfits, you know, say, well, I'm having a little difficulty forgiving. You're having a little difficulty living, too. Brother, if you're living, you'll be forgiven. And you'll be given if you're living. And God remembered Noah and every living thing. Now, you know what he's talking about? Just the ones that are inside. Everything on the outside, ready for the deluge. Everything got baptized and didn't come up because of their sins. The modernists, the religious man, the people with the homemade boats. There was only one boat that floated. You say, what's that? The ship I'm on. The Lordship. That's what the battle's all about. Who's going to be Lord? Is the state Lord? We have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And God remembered Noah. Now, the first thing I want to say concerning this first friend of ours, and his name was Noah. He could have been a lonely man. But, let me say quickly, I believe he was the happiest man in the world. You know why? He was ready for the judgment. And the judgment was coming. And God told him. And Noah didn't. And you ever thought, today for the first time in my 50 years of preaching, I got to thinking, they worked on the ark 120 years. And don't you know that the logical, religious, smart alecks came by and said, Mr. Noah, have you ever known of a flood? He said, no, sir. Mr. Noah, they could have said, you're not even zoned for ark building here. They could have said, have you ever heard a clap of thunder? No, sir. Have you ever seen a streak of light? No, sir. How are you going to get this ark 150 miles from here to the closest water to take the floating? Noah said, God's going to bring water up here. Don't you imagine the modernist said, now that shows you how stupid religion will make a person. You talk about being ostracized and isolated, and talk about being a member of the minority. He was it. But I thought of another thing. You suppose Mrs. Noah ever came in and said, honey, how'd you get along on the ark today? She said, oh, we're making some progress. We got some more logs set. And said, honey, have you ever thought about Shem, Ham, and Japheth? That's all they're doing. I mean, they don't have much career. They won't be able to go off to school. I mean, all they're doing is hauling logs and chopping and making the chips fly. Said, do you think really, I mean, are you sure? I mean, don't you imagine she could ask that? Don't you imagine the devil could have got in her and said, is this all we're going to do all of our life? I mean, we don't get to go anywhere. And nobody wants us to be around them. And the Chamber of Commerce, you're not going to recognize us. And man, they think we're all crazy up here. Noah said, honey, the time will come when you'll be mighty glad to get in the ark. You see, I believe God. I mean, God means what He said. And you know there's sin everywhere, don't you? And you know judgment's coming. And you're going to be very fortunate to have a place to get in out of the flood. Do you think maybe the boys came in and said, Dad, we don't ever get to go see the Dallas Cowboys. I'd like to go out for athletics, Dad. He said, okay, go get another log. Oh, Dad, we just don't get to play them other boys. He said, boys, we'll get to play on the inside of the ark when the flood. We'll be in there over a year. I said, okay, Dad. Whatever you say goes. We're going to... You know, isn't it interesting? Didn't one of the boys run off? And isn't it interesting that not one of the four homes busted up? When the flood took place, all the couples were right ready. You know, one other thing I thought, and that is, there wasn't any grandchildren in the ark. They're just all children. You reckon God has any grandchildren or just all children? I know He don't have no stepchildren. They're just all real children. But there they are. All of them in the ark. Thunder. You say, what happened? God said, Noah, come thou into the ark. And Noah and his family went in. You know how long he's in there? 7 days. Before one drop of rain. You think maybe Shem, Ham, and Japheth said, oh, Dad, open up the door and let us play a while. We're through building. Man, it ain't coming no rain. Uh-uh. God closed the door. That's the reason I'm saved. I'm glad. Not only did He close the door, He is the door. Jesus is the door. Ain't no, the devil couldn't get that door open. And I'm going out at the top. Oh, listen. God remembered Noah. Now, here's my conclusion. We pass on to the next man. If God remembered Noah, do you suppose He's going to forget me and you? No, sir. All right, let's go visit another man. Chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. And verse 28 and 29. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham. Well, that's the second man to remember. Why did he remember Abraham? The Bible said he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. You know, the only righteousness you and I have is what we get from believing God. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6. And Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham had gotten his 216 soldiers or hillbillies together, gone down to do what? To rescue Lot. You think Lot came out? Uh-uh. But, you remember, when Abraham went back up to his lovely place, whatever it might have been in the country, away from the city, and remember Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom, and Lot dwelt in Sodom. And it was the Sodomites that sunk him. He didn't stand, I think, like a man ought to stand. He lost his family down in Sodom. And really, I get to think about these cities. Aren't we living in Sodom's day again? Can you imagine the wickedness of Corpus Christi tonight? Houston, Orlando, Miami, Dallas, Chicago, New York. Can you imagine the wickedness? But the Lord remembered Abraham because Abraham believed God. Abraham paid a price similar to that of Noah. He left Ur of the Chaldees, which all of his holdings. He was a rich man, very rich. God said, Abraham, arise, get thee out of Ur of the Chaldees. Go to a country that I will show thee afterward. That's faith. Oh, I know the world calls it foolishness. I hear people say, you don't think I'm going to just move on blind faith? Faith's got good eyes. Faith sees a lot more than down here, though. Moses saw him who was invisible, and he endured. Abraham counted him faithful who had promised and staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. God remembered Abraham. You said, but Abraham was perfect. No, he wasn't. I read again today where Abraham somehow wobbled on the axle. And Sarah evidently joined the ERA and said to Abraham, we better help him out. We better help him out. Here I am, past the stage in the age of childbearing, and no child. I'm going to go get Hagar. And you know, Ishmael was born. And God brought his promised train in on time. And Sarah laughed, and the angel said, well, you laughed. I didn't laugh. Oh, yes, you did. Brother, don't ever laugh at the promises of God. Believe them. That goes for this religious filth, too, that they got in these churches. Of course, it's beginning to taper off now. You know, a good many years ago, boy, they had all these bands. You'd go in, I mean, of course, I wouldn't go to a place like that. Never. And I'd walk our girls out. If we got in, just walk them out. Get out of here right now. And we'd never, you said disrespect. If they're going to disrespect God's house, I'll disrespect them by getting out of it. But they said, we've got to, boy, the thing that astounds me that the Catholics, with all of their majestic, so-called reverence, you know, and devoutness, and yet all that junk climbed up with them too. Episcopalians, can you imagine them? Presbyterians, Methodists, Baptists, they said, well, we've got to let our young people express themselves, not if they do it in the wrong way. But I tell you what, that's lost out now. They lost their young people. See, brother, there's one thing the church can't do. She can't entertain like the world. You don't have to entertain Christians, just feed them. They'll enjoy old-fashioned, sweet and wonderful preaching. And the Lord remembered Abraham. Two more, and I know my time's running out. The Lord remembered, that's Genesis 30, verse 22. The Lord remembered Rachel. Reckon why? She couldn't have any children. Did you know that Rachel really was the chosen wife of Jacob? But did you know that when Jacob got deceived at the altar, and when Rachel unveiled, it wasn't Rachel, it's Leah. And I think Jacob came up to old Laban. He was the skin flint. He was the American capitalist. Jacob said, Mr. Laban, I've been deceived. I worked 7 years for Rachel. Where is she? Well, I said, son, you'll have to take the oldest one first. You know what's happening? The chickens are coming home to roost. Jacob, did you ever deceive anybody? Yeah, come think of it. I cheated my brother Esau, three of them are gone. Out of the blessing, out of the birthright, and chickens are coming home to roost. But the Lord remembered Rachel. You know how many children Leah had before Rachel ever got started? 6 boys and 1 little girl by the name of Dinah. Don't you know Leah tormented Rachel? Don't you? Isn't that just like the world? See, Leah represented the flesh. See, Rachel was his spiritual wife. She couldn't have any children. And they did exactly. I mean, they just took Leah. And then they finally, Rachel brought in her maid and said, okay. You know where she got that? Abraham and Sarah. It's catching. You mothers and dads compromise or play favorites and you'll wind up in the same trouble. And so, then Leah, they begin to swap mandrakes and Leah. But she wound up with 7 before Rachel ever had one. And then Joseph came. The Lord remembered Rachel. She prayed. Oh, listen. You know what she said? Give me children or I die. I don't want to live. Listen, when you and I pray the prayer of destitution, we ought to be there now. I mean, you think of 30,000 people passing that gate out there the last 24 months, not being able to get in. You think of that Jew's boy the other night. Boy, he touched my heart. Brother Schumacher, I don't know. If he calls me back, I'm going to tell him to call you an horrible. That Jew came in. If I've heard a Jew plead with a Gentile, he pled. I think he operates a bunch of nightclubs up there. He said, I've got real estate and then I've got some clubs. But he said, this boy's never been in church in his life. Never. He said, never had a chance. Mama's gone. And boy, I tell you, when that little old boy called me from out here about the city limits on the way back to San Antonio, he said, Brother Olof, this is Rick. He said, I just want to thank you once again for letting me come over to your house twice and feeding us. And then he said, you reckon you're going to be able to take me? He said, I hope you do it real quick because I need help. And brother, I tell you, when the Jews begin to beg the Gentiles ought to do something about it. Are we going to get charges filed against us at the judgment seat of Christ for criminal charges? And we ought to. I get so sick and tired. I got a letter today from a church. And bless their heart. They said, we believe the Holy Spirit has led us to stop supporting your ministry. But we want you to know we're going to continue to pray for you. But we're going to channel and distribute our money in other places. I didn't mean to be mean or ugly, and I didn't tell him. I said, thank you for what you've done, but I could have said, don't waste your time praying for us. you're spinning your wheels. Anytime a generation of churches and so-called Christians murder the young people that we got in trouble, there's something wrong with us. I believe it's time. I said today to the people, I said, I wish we had homes like this in every county. We could fill it. Every city with 100,000 population could fill their homes with people in trouble. One more. I like this. This is a challenge. This is for the young people. And the Lord and Joseph remembered his dream. God remembered Hannah. You remember when she prayed. And God remembered Joseph. You think of Joseph, a little boy. Supposed to be killed. They threw him in a pit. Hey! Don't you mind the peep down there? I said, hey, Joe! Yeah? Please get me out. What about your dream, Joe? He said, I don't know, but I believe the Lord gave him to me. It wasn't very long till one of the brothers came out there and got him out. And they chained him. Remember the old Ishmaelite slave traders? Boy, they got him. He sold him. Said, give me the money. They sold him. Boy, they put that money in the pocket. And to me, one of the most pitiful pictures I've ever seen in my life was when Joseph was put in the chains as a little slave. Maybe a strong boy and a good boy. And there he goes, them old chains rattling. Them old chains. Just like some of you girls. You boys, y'all were chained. You belong to the Ishmaelite slave trader. You were little slaves. Slaves to dope, slaves to filth. And there you go. But, you know, don't you imagine the brothers looked at him and said, okay, dreamer boy, what about your dream? He said, I don't know. But he said, y'all ought. He said, oh, brother. Got down there and got him a job working for Potiphar. Boy, one of the outstanding businessmen down in Egypt. And little old Joe was so faithful. Why, listen, he called him in one day and said, son, sit down there. This old businessman, he walked around, he said, you know, you're one of the finest workers I've ever had. I can trust you. You're just the finest boy I ever saw. He said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll do the best I can. He said, I'm leaving town. I'll turn everything over to you. I mean everything. There it is. I mean, boy, you look at it while I'm gone. And you know what happened, don't you? Old sister Potiphar. Oh, she. Boy, can you see the lipstick, huh? And the rouge and her hairdo? And can you see her split skirt, huh? Oh, can you see her? And she said, hello, Joe. Said, good morning. She said, oh, Joe. Said, you know, you're a handsome little old Jew. He gone, huh? That's the wisest move he ever made. Back in there the next day, hello, Joe. How you feeling, Joe? You know, my husband's gone, don't you, Joe? Yeah. He sure is. And finally, she propositioned, oh, no. Joe refused. He said, nope. He's put me in charge of everything he's got except you, and I will not touch you. Oh, was her pride wounded deep. I've been rejected. And he said, I'm getting out of here. She grabbed his coat, but she never got his character.
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today was entitled, God Remembered. Now, to receive that message on a CD, ask for offer number RO647. God Remembered is the title. To receive the CD, simply ask for the offer number 647 and include $10 for shipping and handling. And we'd like to have today's date, also the call letters to this radio station. Here is the address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. And to use your credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. The special offer for the month of June is God Bless America. Some of the songs heard on the music CD are God Bless America, We've Heard Footsteps, Lord, to Be Used of Thee, I Want That Mountain, and many, many more. Simply write to us and ask for the CD entitled God Bless America, and the offer number is RO822. And include $10 to help with shipping and handling. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises,
Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. To use your credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Again, the offer is God Bless America, offer number RO822. The credit card number again, it's a toll-free number, by the way, 1-800-772-7507. And our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Now, this is Gene Price speaking for the staff here at the Roloff Ministries, wishing you a wonderful day, and we're looking forward now to being with you again the next time we broadcast here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet, and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.